This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. Tomorrow is Fourth Friday Gallery Walk in downtown Wilmington. In WHQR's MC Ernie Gallery, we will have the closing reception for the exhibit Line and Paper. Line and Paper features work by two artists, Lori Joy Peterson and Susan Dade. Fashion has played a role for both of them in their artistic development. Lori Joy Peterson's first works of art were landscapes and some kittens and puppies, she says, but she was drawn to draw women.
I like classic movies, so I would draw a lot of classical movie stars. And then I just started looking through fashion magazines, doing the poses, the sketches. One day, I decided to go to a fashion show and paint the models live. And I had fun. I liked it. So I started from there. I would just go there, just hang out, sit in the audience, sketch the models.
There's a lot of motion in your pieces.
Yes.
The pieces that you have that are portraits, who are all those people?
Most of those are classical movie stars, like Rita Hayworth, Gloria Graham, Jean Arthur, just women that wear gowns, be glamorous, fix themselves up. That's what I'm drawn to. And I'll actually watch old movies, hit pause, study their faces, try to catch them in motion while I'm painting.
Out of the pieces that you have in this particular show, what's one of your favorites?
The favorite one that I did is of my mom. It's called Louise. And that was just like a fluke on that one. Because when I did that one, I started with the body of it. And I said, it would be funny if I put my mom's head on it. I showed it to her, but she liked it. She has a good eye. And she's very honest. If she hated it, she would have told me, I hate it. Do not put that there. But she liked it. Yes.
Susan Dade loved costumes and fashion in high school, and she was accepted into Parsons School of Design in New York City. She quickly set off on her career as a fashion illustrator.
I was hired before graduation for a dream job at Women's Wear Daily, the Bible of the fashion industry. I'm an illustrator, not a designer. I illustrate all the clothes that are featured in the paper. So I worked there for 6 or so years, and that was in the 60s, way back. I also freelanced for different corporations, and then I got a job at Glamour magazine, which is Condé Nast Publications, and I really enjoyed that. I worked there for about 10 years, and I was able to not only illustrate, but design pieces for the advertisers in the magazine. And I really worked pretty hard. We lived in the suburbs of New York City, so I had to commute into the city. You know, we were ready for a change. And we vacationed in North Carolina with family and decided to move here.
And is that when you started really putting your time and efforts into landscape painting?
Yes, because I live near Southport, and I could just drive down there and set up an easel, paint the waterfront. Well, I do a lot of sketches. I'll do value sketches and paint small sketches. And if I'm working on something and I have a question in my mind, I can always bring it down, get in the car and go there and, you know, add something on the scene.
Susan's favorite two pieces in this exhibit are Greta and Rebecca. You can see photos of work by Susan Dade and Lori Joy Peterson at WHQR.org. The closing reception for their exhibit, Line and Paper, is tomorrow night in the MC Ernie Gallery.